End of Course Test, Part B, Audio 1.
Hello, I'm Melody Brown and I wanted to talk to you about skateboarding. I've been riding skateboards since I was 8 and I'm really passionate about it. First of all, I wanted to explain the beginnings of skateboarding because it has an interesting history. If you saw one of the first skateboards today, you probably wouldn't recognise it. Known as crate scooters, they looked like wooden boxes with wheels stuck to the bottom. Children would ride them by standing on the crate and holding on with their hands. It wasn't until the late 1940s that skateboards resembled the ones we ride today. The wooden box was replaced with a flat piece of wood so riders didn't have to hold on. They also became popular with the surfing community at this time because they were so similar to surfboards. Surfers would use them when there weren't any waves to surf on, and the sport actually became known as sidewalk surfing. However, it was in the 1960s when people really started getting into skateboarding. A new type of wheel had been developed, which was made out of plastic. It was lighter than the original metal wheels, which meant skateboarders could go faster than before and they could start doing tricks. Skate parks also started to appear at that time, which had things like ramps and bowls for doing tricks in. People started to take skateboarding seriously, and the first professional skateboarders appeared in the 1970s. The highlight of skateboarding's history was probably the 2020 Olympics, when various skateboarding events were included. Audiences were amazed by the talent of Olympic skateboarders, some of whom were as young as 12. Sky Brown, for example, became Britain's youngest ever medal winner at the age of 13. Until this point, many people were suspicious of skateboarders, but now they were being treated with respect. So why is skateboarding good for young people? Firstly, it's a sport which anyone can take part in because it needn't cost a lot of money. Although some professionals pay hundreds of pounds for their skateboards, you can buy a second-hand one quite cheaply. You should also have a helmet and pads for protection, but you don't need much else. It's true that skateboarding has influenced fashion, but you don't have to wear any special clothes. Most people I know just wear comfortable trainers and a pair of old jeans. Although people worry about the safety of skateboarding, fortunately, there aren't many serious accidents. Most of the time, it's just cuts and bruises, which can be treated with basic first aid. At the same time, skateboarding actually has a number of health benefits. It's a great way to stay in shape and avoid the sedentary lifestyle which so many people lead today. Not only that, but the regular exercise has a positive impact on mental health. It's obvious that skateboarding is worth promoting to young people. However, they need somewhere to do it safely, where there's no risk to themselves or pedestrians. That's why we need to build skate parks in our towns and villages. In my experience, they're capable of bringing all sorts of people of all ages together. You often see the more experienced skateboarders teaching the younger ones how to do tricks. Skate parks don't only promote a sense of community, but they also help individuals in their social development. I hope you found my talk interesting. If you've got any questions, please put your hand...